Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. There's a chance for some slick roads and black ice in southern Wisconsin over the next couple days. National Weather Service meteorologist Taylor Patterson says some rain and wintry mix is going to push through the region along with expected snow farther to the north. A lot of it's just going to depend on where that transition line between rain and freezing rain sets up. Be sure to give yourself extra time to travel and check the road conditions before you start your drive online at 511wi.gov. Governor Tony Evers has signed a law against sexploitation scams. The bipartisan bill called Braden's Law is named after 15-year-old Braden Bone, who died by suicide after getting caught in one of those scams in March of this year. Police say the teen was bombarded with threats by scammers in the hours before his death. The law would make the crime a felony with up to 60 years in prison if convicted. The law also allows for victims of suicide to be eligible for the state's Crime Victim Compensation Fund. The trial for the judge starts in 1 week. Jury selection begins this week. Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan will stand trial starting December 15th on charges she helped an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest by ICE agents outside her courtroom. The case focuses on what happened in the courthouse hallway in April when federal agents tried to arrest Eduardo Flores Ruiz. Jury selection starts Thursday with potential jurors coming from 12 surrounding counties. Video footage showing the encounter will likely be key evidence. The trial is expected to last about a week. Judge Dugan denies the allegations. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged out early this morning around 1:15 to 20488 Hidden Valley Road for the report of a car on fire in the attached garage to the house. Upon arrival, fire personnel found heavy smoke and a small fire coming from the car in the attached garage. There was heavy smoke, but the fire was contained to the vehicle and garage area and didn't extend to the house area. Six fire units and 22 firefighters responded and were on scene for an hour. No injuries were reported. The residents were alerted of the fire by their smoke detectors. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Richland County Sheriff's Department and Richland EMS. Fire Chief Scott Gauld reminds you to make sure your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors are in working order. Also, make sure all exhaust pipes are clear of snow and ice with the wintry conditions we have been having. For the fifth consecutive year, Governor Evers has proclaimed November 29th through December 31st as the Shop Small Wisconsin season, encouraging Wisconsinites to shop local and support Wisconsin's main streets and small businesses during this holiday season. Throughout the Shop Small Wisconsin season, the governor and members of his administration are encouraging you to celebrate small business and the contributions they make to communities across the state, to explore new small businesses and champion their success, and to show support for their neighbors and communities by shopping local this holiday season at your favorite small businesses. Not only is the governor encouraging you to participate in Shop Small Wisconsin season, he is also participating by shopping at local businesses around the state. He was in Richland Center yesterday to shop at three downtown businesses, the Creative Outlet, followed by the Little Corner and Okooch Books and Libations. I had a chance to shop with the governor at the Creative Outlet. Store owner Heather Miller gave him a tour of the store. Governor Evers asked her how things have changed over the last 18 years.
It has grown like crazy. Yeah. I rented on Main Street for 14 years, yeah. And then the owners had to sell that building, so I kind of had to figure out what I was going to do if I was going to try to keep the business going. Yeah. I had to find another place, and I found this building and decided I wanted it. Mm-hmm. There was another business in here and talked the owner into just moving the Lady Fit exercise equipment into his other building. Yeah. And then I talked him into selling me the building instead of renting it to me.
The Creative Outlet deals in consigned clothing as well as crafts and supplies and scrapbooking supplies. As a former Wisconsin Secretary of Public Instruction, he was pleased with the various supplies for school scrapbooking.
This is stuff that they're not going to find at any of the big box stores.
I guess not.
Or even any small stores. Because I have this made.
Boscobel, Soda, Fenimore, Highland,
yep.
Hillsboro. It's like a kicker.
You were...
I guess there.
You were
state superintendent at one time.
Heather Miller's stock covers 28 different area schools, clubs, and major athletic teams.
So
you're one and only.
Yeah.
You are.
My mom always said that my business was a horse of a different color.
Sure was. Sure is.
While touring the Creative Outlet, Governor Evers purchased a gift for his wife to add to her owl collection. More information about the shop Small Wisconsin Season, including ways to participate, and facts and figures about the impact of shopping small during the holidays is available on WEDC's website. The Richland Hospital and Clinic support for local food pantries made an impact in a recent food drive. The drive netted truckloads of food from the public and employees. Tables were piled high with food and loaded onto a truck in only 11 days. What began as a simple idea grew into an effort that will make a direct impact on families in need. Sarah Stibbe, administrative assistant and volunteer coordinator at the Richland Hospital and Clinics, launched the food drive on November 11th, inviting employees and the public to donate non-perishable items at every location, including Spring Green Medical Center and Muscadet Health Center. In Richland Center, employees filled a table in the cafeteria and contributions, while volunteers collected donations at the main entrance. Boxes at Muscadet and Spring Green overflowed in no time. In just 11 days, the amount of food gathered was enough to make an impact. The drive sparked even more generosity. Health Information Management and Patient Financial Services at the Richland Hospital and Clinics teamed up to create 55 family meal kits. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds bear and turkey hunters that applications for the 2026 black bear and spring turkey hunting seasons are due by Wednesday. Hunters can apply for harvest authorizations or purchase preference points toward future drawings or edit an existing application through Go Wild or an authorized license agent up until the deadline. The drawing for 2026 black bear harvest authorizations will occur in February. Applicants selected in the drawing will be notified by email or postcard, depending on their notification preferences selected in the application process, and may purchase their 2026 Class A bear license beginning in March. Applicants may also check their status online through their Go Wild customer account in mid-February. This year, over 32,000 people applied for one of the 13,110 bear licenses available. Nearly 114,000 more people opted to purchase a preference point to improve their chances of drawing a license in a future lottery. With over 146,000 people applying for a license or purchasing a preference point, this year represents a new record high for bear hunting applications. Turkey harvest authorizations are issued through a preference-based drawing system. The spring harvest authorization drawing will take place later this month. Successful applicants will be notified by email or postcard, depending on their notification preferences selected in the application process. After the drawing results are finalized, applicants may check their status online through their Go Wild customer account. All turkey hunters must possess a valid spring turkey license and a wild turkey stamp when they acquire their spring turkey harvest authorization. A 2026 spring turkey license is $15 for Wisconsin residents and $65 for non-residents. The 2026 wild turkey stamp is $5.25. Relics for the SS Edmund Fitzgerald will be up for auction. The Dumichel Art Galleries in Detroit are auctioning off a life ring and wooden plank from the cargo freighter that sank in Lake Superior in 1975. The orange life ring features SS Edmund Fitzgerald in white stenciled lettering and is estimated to fetch between $15,000 and $20,000 at auction. The relics, believed to be from a lifeboat, were loaned to the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum in Michigan in 1988. Maritime collectors can view and bid on the items by visiting the Dumichel Art Gallery's website.